This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and today we're going to talk a bit about flood relief, new PFAS legislation aimed at protecting the health of the public and our environment, and on infrastructure with local investment in broadband internet expansion. Joining us once again for our Friday conversation is the U.S. House Representative from Michigan's 12th Congressional District, and it's glad to have you back, Debbie Dingell.
Good to be with you, David.
It's been well over a week now since President Biden declared that Washtenaw and Wayne County is eligible for disaster relief following the damage and flooding caused by those storms of June 25th and 26th. I know you had opportunity to meet with officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency after they took a tour of the local destruction. What did they tell you?
So I've spent a lot of time with FEMA. It was very clear they were on the ground 2 weeks ago. The storm, it had been 2 weeks. They came into the ground. They inspected homes, not every home, and it was clearly enough to see there was damage. That following Wednesday, I was with them that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That following Wednesday, the governor filed the formal request for assistance to the president for an emergency disaster area. And in that letter, she said that she thought that up to 68,000 people were likely to apply, and Thursday the president issued, so it was last Thursday, a week ago yesterday, the president declared a national emergency here, or a federal emergency, I'm sorry. And FEMA's been working since then to get centers up to help people to be able to answer questions.
Now, the last time the Detroit area had a major storm and damage and flooding that required federal assistance, it took more than a month after the declaration for the money to begin flowing in to provide the assistance. Are we moving more quickly this time around?
Well, first of all, we're moving more quickly around because no one's ever seen a disaster be declared this fast. I have to say, I have to thank the president. You know, his people, I was talking to Ron Klain and other senior people the Saturday of the flood, and they wanted to make it clear that they were going to be available. The White House and FEMA people were monitoring what was happening the whole time. And this did happen. We had that declaration within 3 weeks of the actual floods because you've got to go through a process and document. It's been a stressful week. I have to say that I'm not myself, and one of my colleagues have been very intense about getting help in to help our people. They are hopeful to have the centers where people will be working out of open by. I have a town hall tonight, so we want to be able to announce where they are and that they're up and running by tonight, and they will be open tomorrow. And there will be one in Washtenaw County, and then there will be one in several places in Wayne County.
Both FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration have set September 13th as the deadline for area nonprofits, homeowners, and renters to apply for assistance. Are there going to be caps on what these federal agencies can provide in terms of financial relief?
I want to be really clear as we are talking about this that people need to have realistic expectations. FEMA is not an insurance plan. And I don't want to give people, it's not going to replace everything. It's a tool in the toolbox. And I really want to be careful about using any figure because FEMA knows how to help people in an emergency. So SBA will be there. There'll be things that they'll be able to do. And they're also connected to other resources that can help people. So what's really important is that people call and register so that they are registered with them and that they learn how to answer and have what they need to be able to show what the damage was. And things have changed already on the ground. Last week, they thought they would be doing most of this virtually, and it's going to be modified for most people. So you'll call. Hopefully someone from FEMA will call you back very quickly. They're targeting 24 hours. But an inspector will be assigned to you, and the inspector is going to come to your home, not go in your home, but discuss with you the damage that's been done to your home and ask you to show them what you can. Not everybody has technology but show the damage. Try to have receipts if you can. Has the insurance company made any payment? All of that kind of data is going to be needed.
Our conversation with Michigan's 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell continues on 89.1 WEMU. A lot of the flooding we saw both in area homes and on the roadways and highway system can in part be attributed to old and insufficient stormwater and sewage infrastructure. A test vote on the federal infrastructure bill failed in the Senate this week, and its future is uncertain at best. What now?
So I have talked to many of my colleagues in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, and I all of them believe that, as a matter of fact, Amy Klobuchar was speaking to a number of my women constituents this week, and she said she thought that something would get done. There's a lot, and most people did not expect the vote to pass on Wednesday, so to the extent that Senator Schumer voted no, because we all know that the Senate has some very complicated, some would say antiquated rules, and so Senator Schumer will be able to ask for reconsideration of that, and it is expected that it'll happen at the beginning of next week. Both my Senate and Democratic colleagues are working very hard to get something together and think that something will pass there next week. I hope so, because what's happening? We have, it's raining again as I talk to you, David. I was okay when I left last weekend, but I had water in the basement when I got back here yesterday. So I had escaped the first two rains, but rain does not seem to be leaving this area, and it is very clear that we are not having once in a lifetime floods. For us in Michigan, it seems like we're having them every couple of days or every couple of weeks. And the West has got the wildfires, the very high temperatures. It's hurricane season again. We have an infrastructure that's 100 years old. We have got to update our infrastructure, and we need to fix our roads and bridges. And the pandemic has taught us the importance of broadband and making sure that everybody has equal access to broadband and the need to replace lead in pipes. I think there's a great agreement on this, and I think we can get to a bipartisan bill. None of us know what's in the Senate bill, which bothers me, and I want to see it too. But I do believe that we will get this done. There's an old saying. I know that I'm a little more seasoned than some when I had to remind some of my legislator colleagues that Will Rogers said people with weak stomachs shouldn't watch sausage or laws being made.
Now, there was some good news on the infrastructure front this week. As you mentioned, broadband is very important. You announced yesterday Ann Arbor's Park has been awarded $2.4 million to build 20 miles of underground fiber optic cable, better connecting the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti corridor. But you also know there are more rural portions of the county and in your district that remain without such service. So what's the next step in getting that taken care of?
Well, we do have broadband in that infrastructure bill, and I actually chair for the Problem Solvers, which is a group of Republican and Democratic members, the Broadband Task Force. And I actually think that is one area that there is just agreement on, that we have to expand broadband to rural and urban areas. This country has to have it. So I was excited to be able to have gotten that grant, be able to announce it yesterday. But this is just something that we clearly need to do to put everybody on a level playing field. But, David, as I'm talking to you, I've been pretty intense and laser-focused, and others say use the word tenacious, not the word I want to use someday, some days, because I'm being pretty laser-focused and intense with people. When these monies come, I sometimes use the word if, but I think we will get them, we have to be ready to file a plan. We have to know what we're going to be asking for. Monies will come out of this infrastructure bill, and then they're going to go to the different appropriate agencies. Broadband will most likely go to the FCC. Commerce may be helping on some of these dollars. But when we talk about replacing sewage lines or the pipes that are underneath, or doing something about our roads, we as a region have to have a plan. And dollars are going to be granted based on regional cooperation. And sometimes we all love to complain, but we are not, you know, this region takes a while sometimes to come together. We have got to be coming together now to ensure we are ready to apply for those federal dollars.
If you sit any five people in a room, it's likely that you'll have disagreement on process and policy. And fact of the matter is, when you're trying to talk about connecting local units of government, state levels of government, and the federal government, and all of the agencies that work within that infrastructure realm, how do you create a plan that is workable and ready to go?
Well, there are a lot of groups that have the job to be doing the work. The governor's office convened a meeting on Monday and brought many of those groups together. The job now is to take what has been done, the work that's been done to date, thread it together. I think we should be working with the Corps of Engineers. I've gotten some language into the Appropriations Committee report that says that the Corps should work with Southeastern Michigan because the flooding is so bad, and we need to get a plan so that when this passes, we can file a regional plan.
Well, we were going to talk about the passage of some PFAS legislation in the U.S. House, but we've run out of time for today, so we'll include that in our conversation next week.
Flooding right now matters. We need to make sure people know there's resources there. We're there to help each other and support each other.
And that's, you will find access to those resources when you check out our website at WEMU.org. That is Representative Debbie Dingell, 12th District Congresswoman. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1. Ypsilanti.